Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the next 30 minutes. I appreciate everybody holding patiently. Eric and Mash, then Philip, Ron, Dr. Davis, George, and others. We're going to get to all of you right now. Thank you for holding, for Ted and others that were on. Ted Nugent. Eric and Mash, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Two-year listener, first-time caller. I just want to say thank you, and I love you for waking me up.
Well, we love you guys out there as well for fighting for liberty, man. This is pretty scary stuff, and it's good to meet so many like-minded people. I've been mobbed here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, with listeners.
Yeah. First thing I want to get into is, did you see the CNN headline yesterday where Syria came out and said that the West is manipulating the evidence of weapons of mass destruction just like they did in Iraq? I mean, this is...
Yes, and then it was called a conspiracy theory. They have a conspiracy theory that we lied about Iraq when everybody knows they did. Well, now that's a conspiracy theory. And then Assad also said you're using Al-Qaeda against us, which is illegal, which is on record. And they called that a conspiracy theory. So I'm looking outside. It's a sunny day. In fact, I'm going to aim the camera out there so everybody can see it. It's a sunny day out there. But no, that's a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. That is a conspiracy theory that any of this is going on. What do you make of that?
Oh, I completely agree. This whole Boston Marathon bombing is Obama's 9/11. It followed the same thing over and over again. First it was the bombing, then it was the ricin. Now it's weapons of mass destruction. It's the same thing over and over again. I mean, and people don't understand it. No matter how many times I say it, people don't get it. I live about maybe 40 minutes from Boston. I was actually in Boston that day that the bombing happened. And one thing I forgot to mention is I was going to call in a couple weeks ago, and my father was actually driving up to Boston the day on Friday one day, a couple weeks ago, before the bombing, and he saw Homeland Security tanks being brought in there. That was about 2 weeks before the bombing. So, I mean, people out there can do the math for themselves.
Well, again, that's the kind of thing reporters look at. We've gotten a lot of calls about that. We're told, hey, there was a drill. Turns out it's in the paper. Then they say, no, there wasn't. Don't look at these photos. Troops everywhere, 400 troops, thousands of police. And, yes, we've gotten the intel. You should have your father contact us. He should go on record and say what he saw. But, yeah, how could they have what looked like 100 armored vehicles and all that at once if they didn't pre-deploy it? And that's the thing about these staged events is that, you know, they put out a nice story. Hey, it's the foreigners. America, you're sick of foreigners running all over you. Isn't it fun? They did it, but we killed them. USA, USA. And it's all a fraud. It's all a hoax.
And another thing I wanted to bring up, I didn't hear you cover this, but if you go on the Social Security Death Index record, it shows that Adam Lanza, the guy who supposedly shot up that school in Sandy Hook, was actually killed a day before the shooting ever happened in New Hampshire. And I found that on three different websites, so I've had people tell me, oh, it was probably a glitch with the site. But I found three different websites where it all said the same thing. So.
Well, the last thing they want you to do is investigate. You're supposed to sit there and believe what known liars tell you. Here's what I need to say to you. Your dad needs to go on record with how many armored vehicles he saw beforehand and what happened. That's why anytime, folks, you see something happening, you see something, say something about these occupiers, these globalists that have occupied us. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. And, yeah, the whole Adam Lanza thing stinks to high heaven. Do I know exactly what happened? No. But if the globalists would say that 500,000 dead Iraqi kids was a good price to pay, then your life's worth nothing as well. The globalists are known, certified, lying, murdering killers. And you believe what they say at your own peril. More calls coming up.
Oh. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We have to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and I'm coming to you from Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Knight is there in the InfoWars.com Austin studios. By the way, I didn't even say I was in Hot Springs. on Sunday, and I went down into the ballroom of the famous hotel I'm at, old hotel, there's a couple of them here in town, and I ran into multiple groups of listeners, one fellow with his wife, a couple other guys that were here, who just literally came into town to find me. And I'm not bragging, hey, I'm a celebrity. I'm saying no wonder the globalists are attacking us, because as I walk down the street here in Arkansas, every other head turns and looks at me. People come over and say, hey, Alex, don't want to bug you, but have you seen this in town? Have you done that? I mean, Arkansas is awake, and this is the hometown of Bill Clinton. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Man, I love this town. I've been coming here since I was like 2 years old. My parents love this town. And I haven't been here in like, you know, 15 years until about a year ago. I brought my kids here, and they love it. So we were here last year. We're here this year. If I was going to move somewhere, I got to be honest, it'd be like Northern California, or it'd be somewhere like Hot Springs, Arkansas, or it'd be like the coast of Florida or something, just because it's so pretty. But if my allergies continue to get as bad as they've been in Austin, Austin's a great town, but it's the capital of the country of allergies. There's so many different flora coming together. That I may actually set up an office somewhere else during the allergy season. It might be Hot Springs, Arkansas, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm serious. I'm not playing around. I might set up a satellite office, and it's either going to be that or like Tampa or maybe the east coast of Florida, not the west coast. I don't know. I guess they got bad allergies here, though. They say you get them after you've been here. Well, okay, I'm digressing. I'm going right to your phone calls, and then we're going to get to Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Paul Joseph Watson, audio feed, suspicious brothers may have been set up. Oh, really? Think so? And so this is just some of the info we're going to be getting to here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Philip in Texas. Thanks for holding, Philip, and then Ron and others. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Name's Phil. Huge fan, especially of your body of work and your sense of humor. But I have some bad news for you guys. Obama came out with a press release that apparently they think it's very unlikely that Al-Qaeda is going to use chemical weapons. Serious, though.
Conspiracy that is great theory. News. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean it's bad news? That's great news. That means nobody's buying into it because he had Hagel. Of course, Obama always plays the part. I haven't seen this yet, but I believe you. I'll check it. In fact, guys, pull that up for me. I can't really talk and type at the same time, at least not very good. What? Well, he'll have his surrogates like Hagel come out and say, it's clear they've got WMDs. They've got them. We've got to act right now. SecDef. And then Obama will be like, hold on a minute now. I don't know about that. We don't know if Al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons. So there's a lot of stuff going back and forth. But they've always wanted to say that they're going to use chemical weapons and go in and go after them. But you're saying bad news for you guys. That is super good news. Turning Syria over to Al-Qaeda to destroy those ancient communities there and those archaeological sites is a war crime. I mean, when I read yesterday and saw the news piece about a woman who the hospital was giving the baby antibiotics for the flu and the baby was getting sicker and making mistakes, she said, I'm going to go to another hospital. So they sent a group of police to physically attack them and take the kid. That hits me in my gut. I have a release in my stomach. Like when I get a call and hear one of my kids has fallen and gotten hurt or something, you know, that same adrenaline rush. I get that when I see this stuff. It's why I get angry. So what do you mean it's bad news for us that they're not now trying to – I mean, that's great news.
I guess I'm kind of being ironic. They're saying that Assad was the one that was implementing chemical weapons prior, but a lot of people are saying it was the rebels. But now they're saying it's very unlikely that Al-Qaeda would ever use chemical weapons in Syria. I just thought that was ridiculous. But I also would like for you to kind of speak to as far as Rachel Maddow and just basically putting out complete lies about you and, the right-wing extremists or whatever. They can't just lie on air, right? Isn't that, aren't there laws against, like, yellow journalism? And just kind of seeing if you're considering, like, civil suits or anything like that regarding that.
No, because I'm a public figure. And I'm not big on lawsuits. I only file suit if somebody says I'm a drug dealer with no proof, or if somebody goes after my family. It's not fun to sue people because then I've really got to make sure I win and I've got to perfect the suit. And it's serious business. It costs a lot of money. Listen, Rachel Maddow can come out and say I'm an axe murderer for all I care. That just sends more people to me. I'm not an axe murderer. People can say I'm a liar. I know I'm doing my best to be accurate, and I'm pretty accurate, you know, super accurate compared to these people. They're a bunch of hoaxers. And, you know, they'll say, Alex Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook. I've never said that. I've said that there's clear evidence that there's government involvement. Same thing with Boston. They're like, Alex Jones says none of it happened. When I say it's a hoax, this government has a history of doing this. Their fingerprints are all over it. They stand to gain from these type of events. They sit up there and script and cry like they care. That's the issue. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, look at this article out of NBC DFW in Dallas. Airline airport employees caught abusing security badges, letting friends and family go through without IDs. I was at Austin Bergstrom, and the mainstream media totally ignored, you know, the national news stories they did, ignored why it happened. Drudge linked to our story, so it actually got out what happened, to their chagrin. I'm watching young people, old people, you name it, go through, 25-year-olds, you name it. Well, now they say under 12, over 74, you don't have to take your shoes off. And I'm like, hey, everybody's not taking their shoes off. What about me? And they jumped on me and threatened to arrest me. And I did threaten to sue them then because I was so angry, but then I just, you know, whatever. It was such a big victory with the Piers Morgan thing, I just kind of dropped the whole deal. It's all selective. 3 years ago, we were going to have a national opt-out day for a whole week it turned into. They just turned the scanners off for a week because they weren't going to let us show that we could shut them down like black people going by whites and others saying no at the lunch counters. We're going to shut your lunch counters down if you won't serve black people. Can you imagine saying, you know, you can't come into this restaurant? And then people can argue, well, that's private property. And I get not renting your garage apartment to a devil worshiper. I mean, you should be able to, say politically who you want to rent to. But to have an open restaurant and say no, that's wrong. And people then had a right to go in politically and shut that down. So, again, there's a balance in all of this. But it is security theater. But more than security theater, it's security training to train us to basically be slaves. Let's talk to Ron in Florida. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I think it's time for change in tactics because they're amping it up in light speed. And when I say that, I'm talking about citizens' grand juries. I don't know how familiar, I think you are familiar with James Manning's one in Columbia. But every citizen in every state should start one. They have the force.
Well, I want to say this. Citizen grand juries under common law are real. If they address real crimes and then produce an investigational findings that are given to the real grand jury, the official grand jury, and then if it doesn't do its job, then there are remedies there. The problem is there are a lot of groups that take it completely serious and say it's an official verdict. That's our founders had a grand jury, you know, basically when they did the Declaration of Independence. But we need the states to also do that as well. But I think it is time to publicly try these globalists and then produce the findings, put them on YouTube, and then that investigational informational will help bring down the globalists.
All right.
They're basically committees of correspondence that were little underground newspapers exposing the pro-king, pro-tyranny publications of the 1760s and 70s.
Alex?
Yeah.
One thing that was shocking to me, besides seeing Christians listed, was the absence of Shia Muslims.
Well, the New World Order is going to team up with Islam. It's radicalizing it, and I've got to say, in the Clash of Civilizations, they really do plan to use Islam because it's 1.2 billion people. They plan to take it over, radicalize it, and yes, set up a world government with it. More and more, that is the game plan. And that's why Obama is a Muslim, has been a Muslim, admittedly in his own. That's why he makes jokes about it. He's a socialist Muslim. And what they're going to do is they're going to put other Muslims to the sword that don't, you know, join Al-Qaeda. Our president is the world leader of Al-Qaeda. It is true. The media makes jokes about that because they know it's true. It's over the top. It's hiding in plain view. Obama commanding through NATO.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season. But don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise, oh.
You fool me with your kisses,
you promised me free welfare.
You lied to me.
He promised to shut down Guantanamo.
You look
like an angel. All right, I'm going to stop butchering Elvis here. Let's go back to your calls. And then we've got Mark Anderson of American Free Press talk about Jim Tucker and Bilderberg 2013 coming up. And before we go to him, I'll get to the audio and video. It's in a newscast up on Infowars.com. Boston Bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. We didn't do it, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Hey, officer. And then later he comes out of the boat. He's not bleeding out of the neck. Special surgery, no more talkie. And then they announce he admits he did it. That sounds like a free country. They ever got me in the hospital? Alex says he did it. Alex, he admitted to us. That's not what you do in a free country. You're like, I don't deserve a free trial. If they take their free trial, you lose yours. You lose yours. Don't worry, you will. It's what you want. Dr. Davis. Dr. Davis, Dr. Davis, you're needed on level 7, please. You're on the air from Florida, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good, good. So the reason that I'm calling is that you obviously have spent a tremendous amount of energy studying history. And I was curious, has there ever been a tyranny of psychopaths like we have today that dynastically go back hundreds of years, if not some people complain, you know, thousands of years? They're like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, these people have no conscience. Have they ever been intimidated into stepping down in a peaceful way? Or has it always had, like our founders, you know, after spending so much time and energy trying to speak to the king and trying to get him to back away from his policies, ultimately it came to the sword? I'm just wondering, is this the first time in history that we're attempting to try and take down an amazing tyranny? I mean, you know, the brilliance with which they've effected this is undeniable, and the completeness of how they've attacked us: food, air, water, education, health. I mean, you know, every single aspect of our lives has been taken over by these people. And in order to change this, I understand that you don't advocate violence. I'm not asking you to make that statement. I'm just saying historically.
That was a really good caller. And did he drop off or did I drop off, guys? Okay, well, I lost my audio feed from the caller for a moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just saying that because of the completeness of this tyranny, which has affected every aspect of our lives, will this be the first time, if we're successful at turning back this tyranny in the way that we're trying to, through an info war, will this be the first time that psychopaths have ever been turned away without the use of violence?
That's a great question, and here's the answer. The Pentagon, in its own research papers, in its own reports, says that 90% of war is info war. So understand, they use lies and twisting and dumbing down. We use truth and energizing and empowering and telling you you're good and telling you you have a future, because you do if you believe it. Resistance is victory. So 90% of war in modern warfare in the last 60 years, that's the number. Some argue it's like 99%. In the past, it was 50-50. Most statisticians and military historians have said. So right now we're in a war. This is war. They're trying to kill my credibility with lies. I'm trying to kill their credibility with truth. You're a soldier in this fight. If you know history, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, starting about 500 years ago, started very, very small and little bitty victories, and little people learning to just disdain the establishment, disdain the corrupt, and not just follow orders blindly. But it was also people in the establishment who weren't psychopaths and weren't sociopaths in our own families who got in love with beauty and got in love with empowerment. And you see, because there's always the good, the bad, and the ugly in society, and the bad aren't the only actors. So, yes, there are technocracies, but a lot of times it's good people in the technocracy that say no, that hold it up. That's why the New World Order is more like 20 years behind. Most of their statisticians say 10. Most of their tacticians say 10. So it's an incredibly serious, you know, huge issue. I'm going to talk for hours on what you've raised. We hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You see all the guns getting bought? You see everybody training, body armor getting bought? Nobody's going to a FEMA camp. If they want a civil war, they're going to get one. But we right now are hitting them and affecting the battlefield space in the info war, and it's savage, and it's intensifying because we're effective. We're over the target. So, yes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Mark Anderson of American Free Press to talk about the passing of a great patriot and true journalist, Jim Tucker, who wrote for major newspapers across the country, was the editor of major daily newspapers in places like Washington, D.C., you name it, who found out in the 70s about the Bilderberg Group and for 25 years exposed it before they even admitted it existed. It took about a decade to find out its name. And then we'll get to Jerome and Aaron and others in a tiny bit of overdrive if they want to hold. But the last caller, if you just joined us, I've just sent the crew over to the other journalist offices where I have a poster of a photo my mother bought me in East Germany, what was formerly East Germany when she was in Germany visiting family that's in the military over there just a few years ago. And it's of a famous photo of an East German soldier. And a family had just gone through the barbed wire right after they put up the barbed wire and were starting to build a wall. And millions of Germans were trying to get over into West Germany and more freedom. and a little boy, because there's a series of photos, this is just one of them, got caught in the barbed wire. And so the East German soldier untangles him and helps him go with his family. That's a normal instinct. He was disappeared and reportedly tortured to death. He was never seen again. But decades later, the German military in East Germany stood down, and I've had some of those men that stood down who now live in America, stood down. When my family behind the scenes helped bring down in a small way East Germany, I won't get into all that. But there are a lot of patriots out there. You know, my family working through a charity, Christian charity, you know, helped in some ways. And this is just what you have to do to bring down communists or any other form of authoritarianism. Listen, if you don't fight for freedom, you're going to be a slave. It is just that simple. And David Knight found a more recent photo that he wants to talk about dealing with this. David Knight, reporter there at the InfoWars Command Center. Then we'll show the famous photo of the East German soldier that we have hanging on the wall. Here it is.
You know, Alex, you're wrong about one thing. That East German soldier didn't just disappear. Nobody ever saw him again. Millions of people have seen that picture. And he did the right thing, even if nobody ever saw him do the right thing. You know, he's looking around. One of the things that makes that such a great picture is he's looking around nervously at who's seeing him. Well, obviously they did see him. Obviously even the photographer saw him. But, you know, that's the sort of thing, doing the right thing. And we've got a picture that, pull that back up on the screen. They just had that up there. Last May 19th, 2012, in Frankfurt, Germany, you've got a protest of 20,000 people protesting the European Central Bank. And what you see there in the front is the policemen taking their helmets off and leading, escorting the protesters. And that's exactly what happened at the Berlin Wall as well. So we've got this situation of right at the height of the Nazi takeover. We've got this soldier who's helping that child get through the barbed wire fence. You've got East German soldiers who decided at some point that they're not going to shoot on civilians who are trying to cross over the Berlin Wall. And now you've got just a year ago, West German police taking off their helmets. And instead of opposing the crowd, they're peacefully leading them. That's what you see happening in Germany. The problem in America is that far too many people believe that the type of tyranny that people have experienced in Germany, they believe falsely that can't happen.
That's right. Absolutely. And so we were able to show viewers that poster my mother gave me?
Yes. Yes, we had that up.
All right. Good job, David Knight, with that information. We're going to go to Anderson here in just a moment. I have one more piece of news we're going to get to. But this is the heart of what we're talking about. I saw a newscast of a good-looking family, no criminal record, good-looking man, good-looking woman. They have their firstborn baby, little sweetie cake. She gets sick. I bet money when I get them on. I want to get this family on, Chris, the whole crew. Get them on. I bet money they took vaccines and the kid got real sick. But the point is, kid gets sick and they want to do surgery. They got them on antibiotics. She goes, well, you don't do antibiotics for the flu. They're hurting the baby. I mean, I almost got killed in the hospital the one time I had surgery. It was a nightmare. From the anesthesiology to a bunch of, I'm not going to get the whole story. It's long. But I barely made it. And that's why I don't want to have surgery again. And a lot of friends have died. They're going for minor surgery. Flesh-eating bacteria kills them. So she takes the baby out, goes to another hospital. After the baby's out and fine, the cops come. They didn't want it, you know, when it was sick. Cops come and say, well, they told us to take the baby, but we're not. You're obviously a good family. Next day they come, slam the dad up against the wall, take the baby. And the baby's gone, and it's on the news. Let us have our baby. Folks, there's no judge, no jury, no law. They just say you're neglectful. You don't take a vaccine. You don't whatever. Your kid breaks their arm on a trampoline, even at the neighbor's house with witnesses. Well, your kid shouldn't be on a trampoline. All the stuff that happened to us, we would have been taken from our parents. The state takes a million kids a year. It's a systematic attack of them harvesting us. And there's seven times more likely to abuse children. Justice Department, no numbers, in government care. This is the tyranny, the new slavery. And it hits me like I saw that story and watched that video, got a sick feeling yesterday, and then it was like being punched in the stomach, and it just makes me hate them so much. Because I hate innocence being abused. I mean, it's a normal instinct of a free human, man. If you don't have that instinct, there's something wrong with you. Now, we're going to Anderson of American Free Press. Very honored to have him. And then we'll just do this after he leaves us in overdrive, because I've got to get to this. Boston bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. That's coming up in your calls. And we've got the audio. We're going to clean it up for the nightly news. There's some things we can do to take out the background noise, but we're working on that. In fact, do we have that done yet? Because I know we had the earlier clip, but it's kind of muddy. Have we had time to get the clean clip? Maybe we'll have that by the time we go into overdrive. But I wanted to get Mark Anderson, the editor of American Free Press, on, because I've gotten to know Mark over the years, seeing him at Bilderberg, helping Jim around, who had really bad hips. Jim died at 78 last week. I learned about it Saturday morning. He had just fallen a few days before that and then died at the hospital. And people said, well, it must be a conspiracy. No, I've had a lot of family that, you know, falls. You've had it. And then they have a concussion, and the family says there's no foul play. You know, you fall down, you're 78. You go to the hospital, and if the complications don't kill you, the hospital will. Jim was a classic real guy. Grew up on a cotton plantation in a dirt shack, dirt floor shack, the way he described it. And then rose to be an editor of major, the full eulogy is up on AmericanFreePress.net, and we posted it at Infowars.com. But I wanted to have Anderson talk about who this guy was, some of what he did. And he's really taken over for Jim. A few years ago, it was pretty much Anderson even then, because Jim is just would fight to go to the. I saw him just about 11 months ago at Bilderberg in Virginia, there in Chantilly, and I saw him get out of the car on the side of the curb and just grind his teeth in pain with his hips. Smart guy, knew he probably wouldn't want to go through surgery, to get over there and to report and see what was going on. And I quietly told Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes, who were there with me, I said, that's the last time we're going to see him. I said, he just, you know, he looked, you know, his brain was still there, but, you know, packs of cigarettes, you name it every day, it'll get you. But a real icon who 35 years ago, roughly, began to expose Bilderberg when no one even knew the name. And they said, he's insane, it doesn't exist, you know, the same thing as you today. And the last decade, it's finally in some U.S. newspapers, and thanks to DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and Infowars.com, especially Infowars.com, really, you know, pushing it out there. We now know, and American Free Press pushing it out there, but Drudge and others magnifying it. We now know about the global cabal. And last week, the Rolling Stone came out and said, 14-page article, there is a global banking corporate elite that's taken over. So, Mark Anderson, you now have got the football, and I hope, Jim, I know you told me you've gotten some of the sources, but now you know, you're taking over where Jim Tucker, of course, you've been covering Bilderberg yourself for 20 years, so... Mark Anderson, great to have you on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Great to be here. Hope all is well. Yeah, it's some big shoes to fill. The basic facts are that I helped Jim with Bilderberg in 2010, Spain, 2011, Switzerland, and that's where I met your crew, and then 2012 in Chantilly, Virginia. I helped him 3 years in a row. I was aware of Bilderberg before that, of course, and wrote some minor pieces here and there prior to those years. But I mentored with Jim these last 3 years. It was a somewhat rough year for him this last year, but he still made it out to the site. He still had his intel as best he could. And we did everything we could, like your crew did and others, to amplify the American media coverage, which until then had been a virtual blackout. And, of course, as you know, that's the central challenge. The European media is a little more open, a little more aggressive, not so politically correct. Here in America, we still have the task of getting the regular American media to at least acknowledge it, and this Rolling Stone thing you mentioned that I had heard about is encouraging. So we're making...
Absolutely, and they apologize to us. I mean, there gets to a point where you got to make the decision, folks, because we're going into pure evil here. I mean, you either admit we're in deep, you know what, or you commit to it and there's no future. And
exactly.
People better look at their kids. That's what I say to all the establishment people. You know this is a crock of baloney out there. And you know your paycheck isn't going to be worth anything soon. Now, but before you get into Bilderberg 2013, AmericanFreePress.net, and you know, carrying the torch for Jim, talk about Jim Tucker himself and why, even though he'd been very secretive about his sources and everything, obviously, you know, needing to be, why he began to pass the torch to you about 4 years ago. And you know, he actually called us on last Monday, and I never got back to him. I was supposed to, and I just got too busy. He called me Monday. My assistant, Richard Reeves, talked to him at length about, you know, we're going to see you at Bilderberg, going to England, how's Alex and I are lucky that we're not good looking, ha ha ha. You know, I'm going to have a drink with Alex, you know, the classic stuff, because we sit back and drink a beer at night exchanging notes. Just a classic old guy. Talk about some of his history and, I mean, who Jim Tucker was. And again, the example of the one man taking action, how he could change so many things.
Well, yeah, Jim had that old school journalism grit. He never totally embraced the digital age. I haven't totally embraced the digital age. Jim thought I was a good fit, largely because I have one foot in the old school journalism and one foot in the news school. Like Jim, I came from mainstream media, Alex. I used to be a conventional reporter. And so he and I had that thing in common, and we always resonated really well. And so, you know, we were both students of and using the new technology for reporting media and you know, the internet and everything. But we both had that similar background. We had that in common. And he was just a great mentor to, you know, to tell me to develop sources and which sources and how to go about it. And, you know, I kind of joined that with what I already knew and what I already had learned. I've been in journalism 30 years now. And so he and I just cross-pollinated, if you will, and we'd have a lot of fun after the serious work was done in the after hours, you know. And so he was a great friend as well as a great journalist. He had been a sports writer. I had dabbled in sports writing. You know, we.
He'd also then later been a major news editor of major East Coast newspapers. Talk about in the mid-70s when he first began to investigate Bilderberg. I mean, for people that now know about Bilderberg, again, thanks to you guys and Drudge the last 5 years or so, you know, linking it right up there. The media really hated that during news blackouts. I mean, how big a deal it is to admit it. I liken it to La Cosa Nostra in the early 50s. I talk about this constantly. People can pull up the clip online. Hoover got before Congress and said there's no such thing as organized crime. Now, you laugh at that today, but people believed him then. You know, there's no such thing as organized crime. And this is the real organized crime. So they don't want this to be known. And this is a big deal what he did.
Yeah, this is the manicured mafia, I like to call it, the pampered plutocrats. These are the upper crust mafia. You know, they don't get their hands real dirty. They pay for that stuff. And they're a global planning commission. And the existence of Bilderberg is literally what converted Jim from a conventional reporter into the alternative media reporter with the spotlight, which preceded the American Free Press. So Bilderberg is the very thing that got Jim out of the sports newsroom, out of the conventional media mold, into the alternative media mold. That very group was Jim's pivotal influence. It's very interesting.
Let's talk a little bit more about Jim before we get into the meeting that's coming up in about a month, reportedly outside London. And, of course, obviously you're probably going to be there. I'll ask you about that. Some personal stories about Jim. And if people want to know, I mean, do you know more of the – because I could call his home number. I could call his cell. Out of respect, I haven't tried to get details from the family. But what do we know about the fall? What do we know about how he went, his last words? Do we know any of that?
Unfortunately, I don't happen to know that, Alex. I know that he fell reportedly at home. I've been in touch with family, but only to the extent that I know there's a viewing tomorrow in Locust Grove, Virginia, and then the graveside funeral is the following day in Locust Grove, in or near Locust Grove, Virginia. I don't actually know the details of his passing, but I had talked to him just 2 days before that, and he literally worked on Bilderberg till the very end. Of course, he didn't know the end was coming, you know, naturally, but he was working on it, and I actually saved some of my phone messages from him a couple of days before his passing, just for posterity. You know, he was working on it, helping me.
Oh, I'd love to hear his voice. You know what? If you want to do a story on that, email us those. We'll put them on the Nightly News, or when you put them on American Free Press, you should air those. In fact, I wish I would have called him back. He wanted to, quote, compare notes, and as he always did, and I was intending to call him back because I just, you know, when somebody's dead, you're like, wow, I wish I would have talked to them one more time.
Exactly. So, you know, I unfortunately don't have all the nitty-gritty information on his passing. Suffice to say, he'll be sorely missed by me and his staff and by you and your staff and many others because Jim just had that sort of, you know, broad appeal. Everyone liked him when we would go to Spain and Switzerland. He was the main Beatle, and I was just the backup Beatle if we were characterizing ourselves as, you know, he'd have the young girls flocking to him before they'd talk to me, you know, to say, hey, what do you know, whether they were journalists or whether they were
and
actors.
Of course, Jim liked that. Jim liked the ladies. I mean, not in a bad way, but you know what I mean. He was just a funny guy. He would charm them and stuff. A real character. I tell you, it's weird when you have that feeling. And I just said, I don't think Jim's going to be at Bilderberg next year. And they said, what do you mean? I just said, you could see him like an old clock running down, and we've lost a true warrior. But you know what? His work lives on forever. I mean, that is such a powerful thing.
Right. He had already told me that he couldn't do international travel anymore, and that wasn't unexpected. But, you know, naturally, no one expected him to pass away, although we all get there someday. But
So he wasn't going to go to Bilderberg this year. Wow. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, that's incredible. It's like he did his mission. He couldn't complete it anymore, and God took him home.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to still write about it, but my understanding was that international travel, which isn't easy for anyone, was probably not on the agenda. You know, it's physically draining for a healthy person to do a lot of international travel.
Yeah, but his hips, I mean, I saw you helping him last year up to the, I mean, it was like excruciating pain for him to even take a step on a curb.
Yeah, yeah, and on top of it, Chantilly was, as you know, a difficult location. That long curb, the way the place was engulfed in a thicket of trees, it was difficult to drop people off, difficult
and to 100 degrees, they tried to do everything they could to stop the First Amendment.
You had to park 200 yards away from the site. It was difficult for even healthy people. So for Jim, it was just a little extra difficult.
All right, when you leave us soon, what do you wish you would have said? Let's say it now. What, I mean, any little stories about Jim?
Well, I mean, I wish I would have thanked him more for mentoring me in a way, but I'm thanking him now, and I'll carry it on forward. Everything I write will in some way, shape, or form be inspired by him, having been mentored by him. You know, I wish I would just thank him for understandingly and so patiently working with me to get me to understand what this is all about.
Absolutely. Mark Anderson, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive and get to this Boston Bombers during shootout. We didn't do it. Audio, but the audio and video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mark, continuing, anything else you'd like to add about Jim Tucker? Anything? Because, I mean, that's who I admire, is people that trailblaze for good. And you can attack them and say they're not perfect or this or that, whatever. The point is, trailblazers that really enlighten people and underdogs that you can make a movie about Jim going up against the system for 20-something years with him saying it doesn't exist, this man's insane, being shot at in Portugal, that was in their news, making fun of him in our news, being, you know, arrested, beat up, but he was that old-school type that would just play it down, you know, like World War II guys would be shot and have their shoulder blown off, and they'd be like, it's no big deal. Classic type guy. And to expose there's a shadowy group meeting with our government to rip us off. I mean, this is important. This is big. This is world changing. Jim Tucker, again, Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Obviously, you're going to be covering it this year. We've confirmed it is in England. You've confirmed that.
Yeah, the Grove Hotel. Yeah, the former home of the Earls of Clarendon. It's a sufficiently stately and snobby place for these pampered plutocrats, that's for sure. It fits the mold. It fits the image perfectly well.
Anything else you want to add about Jim? I mean, you've got the floor. What do you think is most important?
Well, I liked Jim's candor. I loved his humor, you know, his wit. He'd always call them the Bilderberg boys. He would say, this is plain evil happening. He never minced words. He took over where Westbrook Pegler, the old-time columnist, left off. Of course, he was the initial finder of Bilderberg way
and
back
Pegler
in the day.
Didn't even know their name. And oh, by the way, he wanted to outlive David Rockefeller. That's a big bummer.
Yeah, that's true. But Jim's wit and his candor and his grit and his own kind of charm will be sorely missed. It connected what Pegler did in the early days with the more modern times, and Jim is largely responsible for getting the European media to be more open, so their reports on Bilderberg weren't simply criticisms of the protesters and would actually look at the Bilderberg group itself. And then Jim and later on myself helped, among others, of course, to stir the pot in America, especially last year in Chantilly, to get the American media to wake up. And as you know, for the first time that we know of, the Washington Post, whose top officials, top publishers have actually participated in Bilderberg's secretive meetings and have actually helped Bilderberg and have not written a word about it. That's the solemn oath they have to take. Begrudgingly sent a photographer out there last year. We know that was a breakthrough for them to acknowledge it and for them to actually report on it rather than just participate and cover it up. So that's big. And so Jim, you know, over the years, brought us to this level, and it's up to all of us now. Myself, of course, filling big shoes, but it's up to all of us in our own way to carry this forward and do it because that's what he'd want us to do.
That's right. And now we've had WikiLeaks and other stuff come out and confirm, and you've had the Italian government come out and say Bilderberg is helping stage terror attacks. I mean, this is the real top of the pyramid. There are other secretive groups and interlocking directorates, but this is the group that set up the EU. This is the New World Order. And their meetings are illegal under several different acts that Congress has put in place. And people say, well, that's not enforced. It doesn't matter. It's illegal. It should be enforced. And look how far we've come. It's another example of big things having small beginnings. AmericanFreePress.net is going to be covering it. You are going to England, correct, Mark?
That is the intent, sir, yes. And by hook or crook, I should be able to get there. Swimming is the only non-option, so we'll make it happen.
Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to double-check your cell phone number, all your numbers, just so you can report for us over there. I'm sending my crew as well, but we definitely want to have you on AmericanFreePress.net to subscribe. Mark Anderson, thank you so much for coming on and for all your work as well. In fact, I have one more question for Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.